Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 14 of Matthew chapter 25. Jesus is speaking. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, "Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Also, the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, "Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid, and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours." But his master answered and said to him, "You wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him, and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
Imagine that you're caring for 2 children. As they play, the younger one asks you to hold a dirty plastic pail. A while later, the older one hands you a necklace that had been her grandmother's. You wouldn't worry too much about the toy, but you'd probably guard the jewelry with great care. The way we handle a possession reveals its value to us. We see this principle in Jesus' parable about the master who entrusted his workers with various sums of money. The 2 who invested theirs were later commended. Their efforts showed that they valued both the treasure and their master. A 3rd worker, however, simply buried the amount he'd been given, and all he earned was a harsh rebuke. Like these men, those of us who are believers are responsible for something of great worth. God has placed in our keeping the most powerful and precious message in existence, the gospel of Jesus, and we're accountable for what we do with it. Do you feed on God's word daily and obey all it says? He has commanded us to share his life-saving message with a hurting and needy world. Whether we listen and obey reveals how much we value the gospel.